I'm Erin Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. I'm here with Joe Campanelli, beverage director and owner of Dell'Anima, L'Artusi, and Fora and La Pico. Joe, how are you holding up post-storm?
It's really tough because all our restaurants are closed. All four of our places were within the no power, no cell phone zone. So day after we all got together and we threw out all the perishable food, which was pretty heartbreaking to see all that food go to waste. And all the work that, you know, half of it was already prepped, so it was all the work that had gone into receiving it, prepping it, invoicing it, inventory, all that. And then stuff that wasn't still, you know, we'd rather be able to give away food than throw it out. But without refrigeration, we couldn't be sure that it was safe. But we're just so eager to open up, and we have a lot of people who live paycheck to paycheck, so it's just tough not being open and not being able to get those paychecks.
And what do you anticipate once the power comes back on? I mean, how much will it take for you guys to get open again? I mean, will you be able to do the same day, next day? Will it vary between the locations?
And our wine bar and four will probably be able to open up the same day. Maybe our cocktail menu will be limited because we won't be able to get in fresh juice. But otherwise, it'll probably take 2 or 3 days after. We're going to have a porter crew come in and just do a really thorough deep clean of all the restaurants. We haven't been in there in quite some time, so they'll come and do a very thorough deep clean. We'll get food orders in as soon as possible, so we're calling, and then we'll get food orders in hopefully for the next day. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be calling trying to get food delivered, so hopefully for the next day and then and the day after. But we're starting from scratch. Usually when you walk into a restaurant that's operating, you have food that's at different stages of prep. Some of it hasn't been prepped, some of it's partially, some of it's fully prepped and ready to go into the dish. So we're starting absolutely from scratch. So it's probably, you know, calling the next day, getting those deliveries to come in, working on prepping them that day, prepping them the next day with more deliveries, and then hopefully opening for service that night. So they're saying that we're getting power on in our area Saturday night at 11 p.m. I hope that's the case. That probably puts us at about Tuesday that we'll be able to open.
Well, so we'll be checking back in with you to see how the recovery process is going. I'm glad that your staff and you and the restaurants are in fair shape aside from, you know, being mostly empty. So best of luck, and let's stay in touch.
Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.